Previously on Studio 60.
You want to hear a reality pitch? It's about healing. We show people making apologies in their lives.
I've got goosebumps.
You hate it.
How did that get in there?
Jordan!
Look behind you.
And I start thinking about sleeping with him. And then I stop. I feel like I'm cheating on
you. Stop. I didn't hear anything after you think about sleeping with him.
Lost now, caught in a silent storm. It's gray out, cause you're not here anymore. Standing, can't feel my feet on the ground. I'm breathing, can't make my way through the crowd. So I'm free.
Go camera C, arm it around. Arm it around. Adjust the balance, please.
Okay, got it.
Let's make that a nice dissolve tonight. That should be a push-in on the course. Can someone mark down the dissolve on a shorter lens on 2 and 3? Sound.
You got it.
You can dial down or monitor the point when she turns up stage. Go ahead and stomp it out. If the auto's late. And ready, one. Go, one.
Reach out, but there's no place to go. I'm trying, nothing could be what I've known. I miss you, feels like I'm in this alone.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jordan McDear. I'm the president of NBS West Coast Entertainment.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm concerned that not enough of your cameras are aimed at her chest.
Well, I got all four of them working, but this is just dress. If you want, I can bring in some IMAX equipment for a night.
This is what you like, huh?
Me? No. I'll tell you why. She's too sexy.
My hormones are like a Los Alamos experiment right now.
What does that mean?
Get the cameras off her chest.
Okay, see ya.
In my life, I'm too strong to be.
Dress is going pretty well. Matt?
Hmm?
Dress is going pretty well.
Yeah.
This office isn't a bad vertical leap from your first one.
What do you mean?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really like anything or anyone. But if you ever wanted to talk about anything, I was just saying, you know, this is a nice step up from your first office here. Remember how you could hold out your arms with a pencil in each hand and write on both walls at the same time?
That wasn't my first office, that was my second office. My first office was on the floor outside the writer's room. I sat there with newspapers and a legal pad.
All air traffic control computer systems, both mission critical and non-mission critical, are Y2K compliant.
There's no payoff.
At least 15 got to go in the vault, right?
Right, right. And we'll load the yellows and greens.
Tim!
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just got fired. Wes fired me.
What are you talking about?
Wes fired me. You get my office now. You're going to share it with Luke.
Wait, what? Wait, what are you talking about?
He caught me taking pills.
When?
Now, this morning. I was just, I mean, it's the first. What does it matter, man? He went ballistic.
Damn.
Missed the first pitch meeting of the year. I'm here all night. Let him be funny without sleeping.
He fired you?
I can have my job back if I go to rehab.
Go to rehab?
I'm not begging for my job.
Why not? Also, you know, maybe...
What?
Maybe it's a good idea.
Ah, Albie. Go to hell.
Come on, Tim. Wait a second.
You get my office.
I'm Harriet Hayes. No, you're much too kind. It's my turn to thank you for being a terrific rehearsal audience. Now, we have to ask you to stay in your seats another 2.5 minutes so our director, Cal Shanley, can practice coming back for the good nights. In the meantime, I can tell you a little bit about what happens now. Danny Tripp is going to be heading up to Matt Albee's office. In the next hour, we're going to decide which sketches stay in the show. It's called the Friday Night Slaughter. Yeah.
Keep up!
Hey.
Guys!
What about Tim?
Guys!
What?
Let's go! Hey! Everybody shut up!
Welcome to the first day of school, everybody. We've got presidential primaries coming up. We've got Heidi Fleiss getting out of prison. We've got Philip Morris admitting cigarettes kill you. By the way, smoking is no longer allowed in the building.
Well,
and we've got an American winning the Tour de France. Wes will be coming in a minute to give us his pep talk. But before he does...
Excuse me.
You're late.
I'm sorry.
Who are you?
I'm Harriet Hayes.
That's right. Everybody, this is Harriet Hayes. She's joining us this year. Don't be late again, Harriet.
They didn't have my name.
I don't care. Don't be late.
Sure.
Our host is Jennifer Love Hewitt. Our musical guest is NSYNC. Now, we're going to go around... Albie?
Yeah, sorry.
If you pay attention, I think you still have an excellent chance of not getting a sketch on the air this year either. Okay, now we're gonna go around the table, but first I have a few things I'd like to throw out there.
Yeah.
28 minutes long.
Yeah.
An embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
It was good.
Here's 320, and here's 410, 430.
Easy.
You want it back?
Let's just start with Juliet Lewis.
No, I'll fix that.
You got other things to fix.
Yeah, I know.
We're a little Harriet heavy tonight.
Did it feel like that?
Yeah, because it is like that. Let's cut Juliet Lewis.
Well, stick a pin in it.
28 minutes heavy.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's going on?
Just the slaughter.
Well, you wrote Harriet enough material for an HBO special. The fisherman's working well.
Yeah, Tom's nailing it.
If we move it to the third sea break, I'll need to reposition the flats for Wake Up Idaho.
We're still going to need a clear throughway for News 60.
And we're going to be long coming out of the first musical guest.
Hey, do you know which room they gave to Harriet Hayes?
Oh, we're putting her in J, but they're still cleaning it up.
Thanks.
She's cute. Go get her, Matt.
Oh, no, I was just... I'm gonna talk to her about a thing.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Matt Albee.
Harriet Hayes. I'm sorry if I got you into trouble upstairs.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm just waiting to get into my room.
Danny Tripp's my best friend. He says you're great.
That's sweet. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's really something to be here.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe I'd try writing something for you and then we could pitch it.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't think it'd be a better idea if you wrote for some of the bigger guys?
Well.
Isn't there more chance you'll get something on the air if you write for some of the bigger guys?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
It's difficult getting sketches on the air in the beginning. I've had plenty come close.
Again, I didn't mean to.
He was making a joke.
I know.
A lot of my stuff makes it to Dress, but gets cut at the Slaughter.
Maybe it wouldn't if you wrote for some of the bigger guys.
Or maybe you'd get on the air sooner if you had some of the bigger guys writing for you.
I'm new here, and I'm gonna fight.
We're not.
It feels like we are.
Do you want me to try writing something for you, or do you want to stand here with your carton and wait for someone with a better resume to walk by?
It really feels like we're fighting.
Do you have any voices?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any voices?
Some.
Who?
Julia Roberts, Nev Campbell. I'm working on Juliet Lewis.
Can I hear Julia Roberts?
So, Edward, now that you have me here, what are you going to do with me? Are you a planner? Yeah, me too. Actually, no. I wouldn't say I was a planner. I'd say it's more of a fly-by-the-seat.
You want to cut Julia Roberts?
I got Julia Roberts right. You got it right a long time ago.
There is a theme in Harriet's sketches tonight.
What's that?
All the characters debuted 7 years ago.
There's plenty of new stuff.
Good, so let's cut the old stuff.
It works.
No one's saying it doesn't, but we have to cut 28 minutes.
Can we just stick a pin in it?
All right, not for long. Metric conversion.
You guys know whatever happened to Tim Battaglia?
Who?
Tim Battaglia.
Who's that?
The writer.
Never heard of him.
Tim Battaglia.
I don't remember him.
The writer, he worked here.
Tim Battaglia?
He had my first office, Wes fired him.
I don't remember.
Metric conversion.
Are you senile?
Me?
Yeah.
I hope so, because if I've got further to fall, then
Tim Battaglia.
Maddie, we don't remember him. Okay, we're on the air in 75 minutes.
Really? Where's the clock in here? It's too small. I can't see it.
Metric conversion. They're standing outside.
Who?
Don't look. Tom and Dylan. They're watching to see if we cut up.
Here, wait. Pretend you're talking to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. That's interesting. Yes. Yes.
Yes. You see, it could be in the show.
Huh?
Or not in the show. In the show?
Yes.
Or not in the show.
They're doing that on purpose.
They are. Aren't they?
They absolutely are.
I'm gonna go in there and kick the holy crap out of it.
Take it easy.
You think this is funny?
They're gonna know we're watching.
If they're doing it on purpose, then they already know we're watching.
That's true. It's a good sketch.
No, it's a very good sketch.
Damn, skip
me. And I tell you what else. It's a little sketch that could.
What do you mean?
That we've been trying to get it on for 6 weeks, and we get it this far, and it keeps getting cut. But despite the rejection, we keep working on it.
It is a little sketch that could.
And it will.
It will.
It's good.
I'm telling you, it's good.
It is.
Not that many people laugh.
Not as many as you'd like in a situation like this.
Yeah, I see you in there, you Irish.
Give me some Irish wine.
Glorified electrician.
Glorified. That sucks. What are you doing to me?
I know.
Well, now we're the bitches.
Do it again.
This sketch could be cut.
Yes, interesting.
Or not cut.
Guys.
Cut?
Guys.
Come on in.
Hi, it's me.
Hi.
I brought you this for your room.
Oh gosh, look at you.
I should have done it the first day. Consider it a third day of work present.
It's a maidenhair fern. It's great because they like shade. Very finicky growers, very delicate fronds.
It was the delicate fronds that attracted my attention.
I'm gonna go get a little water for it.
I had an idea for you.
Matthew, you've never seen me perform. How do you know what I'd be good at?
I watched your audition tape.
When?
After I saw you Monday morning. Then again after I came down here. Tuesday a few times, and this morning.
Really?
And again, last night I made a dub. You know, you can sing, too.
I didn't sing on my audition tape.
I asked her.
I can act, too. I'm trained as a singer.
I didn't know that.
Oh, things you don't know.
Like what?
You don't want to know.
I work here, Harriet.
You can call me Harry.
Harry?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Thanks.
I was going to say, there aren't a lot of things that are going to seem strange to me.
Okay.
I read a piece in U.S. News and World Report about the next presidential elections, Gore versus Bush or McCain, being strongly influenced by what people are calling values voters.
Yeah?
The Christian right, evangelicals, honey-crusted nut bars.
Yeah.
And this is because of surveys showing that people feel that America's lost its moral compass under Clinton.
And?
We've got to start mocking these people.
Yeah.
And not just because they're a walking vending machine of punchlines, because they're dangerous.
Yes.
This is the thought that was running through my head when I read yet another survey that said, and I'm not making this up, 68% of Americans believe in angels.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the pitch. You, as a crazy Christian radio host who believes in the literal truth of the Bible, you answer callers' questions and give advice on revelations. Your long-suffering staff has to keep coming up with excuses as to why you can't book an actual angel as a guest to shield you from your own...
Matthew.
You can call me Matt.
I'm one of them.
One of what?
The 68%. I'm a honey-crusted nut bar.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, did I just offend you?
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. Is this what you meant by the things you don't know about me?
Weren't you happier when you thought I was talking about drugs?
Though the Mars Climate Orbiter was set to bring back data through the rest of 1999, controllers at NASA are planning to abandon the search for the space.
Look at this. If I stand in the middle of the room, I can write on each wall.
You're not going to believe what I just did.
There really isn't room for more than one desk. You're going to be on the floor.
Yeah, I just went down to Harriet's dressing room.
Harriet?
Hayes.
I have my eye on her.
I went down there to pitch her a sketch.
Yeah, I'm just saying I have my eye on her and I've got seniority.
Listen to me, please. I went down there to pitch her a sketch about a Christian radio host and it turns out she's a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, but she's like, you know, a member.
Really?
What were the odds of that? I'd say the last two places I'd expect to find a member of the Christian right are the corridors of Studio 60 and a synagogue.
Did you offend her?
I couldn't have offended her more if I re-crucified her savior. It was stunning. What do you mean you have your eye on her?
She's cute as hell, and she's got some game. I looked at her audition tape. She sings, too.
No, she acts, too. She's a singer. She went to school on a music scholarship.
A singing teacher.
What do you mean you have seniority?
I've been here a year longer.
That just means you get to use the desk and I have to sit on the floor.
The world's worst singing teacher could be a running character, stand for years. She'd be indebted to me for writing so well for her to feel just like actual love.
Have you even spoken to her?
You're right. I should say hello.
I wasn't saying you should do it now. Hey.
Excuse me. Just came back to get this last box.
Look, Tim, this is ridiculous. We're friends. Can we just talk about what's going on and maybe...
My girlfriend's been in Toronto making a movie. She started up with another guy in the cast. I'm not funny when I'm feeling like this, and that's how I pay my rent. Who was I hurting?
That all makes sense to me. I'm sure if you told Wes...
No. I lost my job. Just came by to get the box.
We got bigger problems than not funny. We got not producible, right?
I always wore something.
Who?
Tim. He always wore, like, for a year. He always wore... I can remember it.
Where are we? You owe me 6 minutes and change.
Not funny. Should stay late. Dance party is not 30 seconds long. That's an incorrect timing.
You should follow those 2 minutes. No one cares, heaven, don't you think of that enough? I
swear sometimes I feel like giving up. Is she kidding?
Mm-hmm. What?
The songs she's been playing all week, the lyrics.
Jane found her.
Jordan McDear for Danny.
Yeah?
She's singing and there are no cameras aimed at her chest, Danny.
Where are you?
Turn around and look outside your office.
Be right there.
Excuse me.
Go get her, Dano.
You know, the other day when I told you to shut up, I meant keep shutting up until I told you you didn't have to anymore.
Okay.
Yo, shut up.
Metro conversion, big sketch, big sketch.
Keep it in.
Funny as hell, huh?
You guys are embarrassing yourselves.
Like, we don't know that.
Big sketch!
Okay, thank you.
What are you doing here?
There's a problem with my office.
Your office? If it's not the phone, it's the electricity or the ceiling's falling down. What happened?
Well, I bought some pillows for the office at an auction, and the pillows, while fabulous, do nonetheless have fleas.
The pillows have fleas?
They jumped to the couch. Maintenance is fogging my office. They won't let me back until Monday. Can I work here?
Yeah, but I'm going to kiss you first.
No! You can't right here. I've checked it out. There are public sight lines this way, that way. That way, this way. There is a dead space under your desk, but there isn't room enough for the both of us. So just cool off.
It's almost like you're St. Valentine himself.
All right, dummy up.
Are you for real?
Hey, Hallie. Do you know Danny Tripp?
I don't. Hallie Galloway. It's a pleasure.
How do you do?
You got a good show tonight?
Right now, I got a long show tonight, so I'm going to head back to work.
Okay, so on Monday, we'll continue talking about the marketing.
The what?
Marketing ideas we were just talking about.
Sorry to harp on this, but he got fired because Wes caught him taking pills.
I don't remember anything about that.
For a whole year, he wore a blue Oxford cloth shirt with tan khakis.
That's what everybody wears.
Tim Patali.
Yeah, I don't remember him, but if you want to move singing teacher up to the first half hour, I need you to bump something down for me.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Come on in. Hi.
It's me again.
You ever go home?
Do you?
No. This room's bigger than my apartment. You want some coffee?
So, the angels?
Man.
No, I just want to know. You're talking about, you don't just mean nice people. You're talking about halos and wings?
I don't know what angels look like, Matthew. I've never seen one.
About how many are there?
About 100 million.
How do you know?
Revelation says so.
Now, actually, you're talking about Revelations 5:11, which says that the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000.
10,000 times 10,000 is 100 million.
I know. I wonder why they didn't just say so.
10,000 times 10,000 is more poetic.
It is. Maybe they just didn't know what 100 million was. There was no need for a number that high.
What can I do for you?
I had another idea for a sketch.
Luke pitched something that sounded pretty funny.
Luke's really good.
A singing teacher whose star pupils were the guys who recorded Pac-Man Fever in 1982.
You could be funny with that.
What were you thinking?
A different teacher. Brandi Chastain is a social studies teacher.
Who's Brandi Chastain?
She just kicked a winning goal for the Women's World Cup team.
That wasn't Mia Hamm?
Brandi Chastain. And she ripped her shirt off and twirled it around, and that's what she could do every time one of her students got an answer right.
Well, it's funny the first time, but what do we do after that?
Nothing. It wouldn't make it on the air. It's one joke. I'm sorry.
I read your 2 one-act plays. You like language. Why are you trying to impress me with physical comedy?
What makes you think I'm trying to impress you?
Why'd you read Revelations?
Why'd you read my plays? You hungry? You want to get something to eat?
I'm working with Luke.
That's good. Luke's good. He's a good screenwriter, too. He'll make features pretty soon. That's okay. I'm gonna work, too. I'll come up with something for you. There isn't 1 ounce of quid in me.
Okay.
Tell you what, he built that one to last.
Singing teacher?
Yeah.
Luke wrote singing teacher?
Yeah, until he left. You know what? Anything of mine.
What?
Bump anything of mine for the first half hour. Bump anything of mine to make room for singing teacher. Never stop till I reach.
I need some advice.
I'm your man.
Yeah, you are.
Hurry up, what do you need?
I'm not romantic.
I'm trying to finish the show.
A participant dropped out of the reckoning.
I don't care.
You care a lot, you know why?
Because if you care, I care.
Here you go. Reggie Dobson was shot by a gang member named Dusty D. Reggie Dobson was paralyzed from the waist down, but nonetheless is about to complete his fourth year of medical school. Filming begins Tuesday, and Dusty D was set to apologize to Reggie, and Reggie was going to forgive him.
I want to be hit with a blunt instrument.
Reggie's grandmother, who's raised him, has convinced him that he's being exploited.
Well, he is.
I know that. I'm the one who's exploiting him. The thing is, unless I can convince the grandmother to change her mind, the alternate Hallie has lined up as a porn star who was molested by her swim coach when she was 14.
Now we're talking.
Good Tay says I need to go with a paralyzed med student.
Yeah.
So if you're me, what do you say to the grandmother when you get her on the phone?
I don't know, but can I be there when you try and convince an old lady that you like the show you're making?
No.
Tell her, I don't know.
Danny.
Tell her that he, you know, deserves to be celebrated, that he's an inspiration.
Everybody deserves to be celebrated. You think that'll get traction?
No, either she wants more money or she's made up her mind. Nothing in between. I gotta get back in there. You hear this voice? This voice is authoritative, confident. This voice is always right.
Done?
Yes.
Danny, can we make our case for not cutting Metro conversion?
Yeah.
Point number one.
Welcome back.
Where are we?
420 Fat.
What do you say?
I don't know. What do you think?
Celebrity poker?
It worked.
Did it? You don't think so?
I don't know. I can't remember now.
It worked, I think.
I'm sorry. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go ask Diana Valdez something.
Joe says 1 hour. Anyone who wants her sketch in the pack, he needs it in an hour.
Can you take a look at this?
No.
Danny, would you mind taking a look at this?
I'm sleeping, man. Get away from me.
Anybody here not working or asleep?
I'm not doing either one.
How you doing?
I've been sitting in the lobby for 6 hours.
Why?
A pretty stunning lack of courtesy.
Are you Simon Stiles?
Yeah.
I saw you at Yale Rep in Lysistrata.
Do you work here?
Yeah. I'm Matt Albee. I'm a staff writer.
Can you tell me why I had a 2 o'clock audition for Wes Mendel and I'm still sitting here at 8 o'clock?
Wes likes to screw with people he likes, see how they do with chaos.
Mm. How long would I be sitting here if I was somebody he didn't like?
Huh? Hey, would you mind doing me a favor? Would you take a look at this?
Oh, buddy, I've got the most important audition of my life in 6 hours ago.
All right.
Okay, let me see.
It's called Being Neve Campbell. It's a parody.
Yeah.
See, Neve's in the middle of one of her, oh, God, Bailey's drinking again scenes with Jennifer Love Hewitt when people start jumping into her head and making her do strange things.
I'm reading it. You don't have to tell me about it.
Sure. It's a great play, huh?
Hmm?
Lysistrata.
No.
You don't like it?
No.
Well, I guess if you don't like Aristophanes, there's not much chance.
Who's Harriet Hayes?
Hmm?
You wrote the cast list up in the corner.
She was just hired here.
Are you in love with her or just stupid?
What do you mean?
If you're writing for a new cast member, that's not my chance it's gonna get on the air, and I've never heard of you, so you need to get on the air. So which one is it?
I'm stupid.
You write like you're on the first date. Look at all the words I know.
Can I have my pad back, please?
Wes is ready for you now.
Good luck.
I'm gonna do another pass.
Good.
Come on in. Hi.
I can come back if
you... No, that's okay. Have I thanked you enough for the break?
Oh, no, you're doing us a favor, filling in at the last minute. You know, incredibly, this is the second time we've had to fill in for the White Stripes.
Really?
Yeah, first time around, Jack White had laryngitis.
Well, I think it's really cool that you guys used an unknown tonight.
You know, I was listening to you sing on stage during the break.
Oh, that was just a sound check.
I was noticing you write a lot of lyrics about...
being really sad?
Yeah.
I have a lot of inspiration.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. You're able to work when you feel like that?
No, but I'm able to drink when I'm feeling like that, and then I'm able to work.
Oh. Okay. Well, have a great show.
Matt?
Yeah?
You should carry around a little bottle of this.
Why?
Your pupils are dilated. Put a couple drops in.
Oh, I was just in the control room and...
You're high right now. I love Schedule II narcotics. They really affect your dreams. There'll be things I thought really happened, and then 2 days later I'll realize I dreamt it. Like, I'll be certain I had a conversation with my bass player and he'll be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah?
Turns out I only dreamt it. And I had a sworn all up and down in a court of law, Matt.
Well, I've been feeling a little down lately and I got a show to get done.
Well, take these. You like them.
I'm all set.
Take these.
What are they?
You know what they are. Have them with a glass of wine.
I'm fine.
Take them.
Thanks. You're great. I'm glad Jane Fonda found you.
Thanks.
Well, have a great show.
I really like it, Matthew.
Thank you.
But you don't like it better than the singing teacher, right?
Do I have to like one more than the other?
Yes.
We can put both in the stack.
Can we?
Sure.
All right, this is it. Last call for the stack.
Here we go.
These are both for her?
Yeah.
Yep.
She's been here 3 days. It's not likely either of them will get on the air, but you know for certain both of them aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's a chance, Mrs. Dobson, for Reggie to forgive the man and put the past to rest. Mrs. Dobson?
Uh-huh.
Well, like I said, ma'am, I can understand you're being wary, but you know, Reggie's an inspiration.
Yes, he is.
If he does this show, millions of people will hear his story.
You figure he'll stop being an inspiration unless he goes on TV?
Of course not. Of course not, but... don't you think the more people...
Miss McDear, please forgive me for interrupting you, but you know, I wasn't born yesterday, and you know you ain't putting Reggie on your TV show to inspire folks. You're putting him on the dance form. Well, he's in a wheelchair. He don't dance.
Yeah. Mrs. Dobson, I came late to this. Can I ask, how did you make this decision?
I know he got a signed contract with you, but I got my lawyer...
Ma'am, nobody's gonna sue Reggie. It's just not gonna happen. I'm curious how you came to the decision.
I sat in church and I made my decision.
You attend church every day?
Just Sundays.
Mrs. Dobson, this is Hallie Galloway again. It's a competitive world out there. This show will make Reggie a star. He'll stand out.
Child, what in hell are you... He got shot in the spine on his 14th birthday, and he's gonna be a cardiologist. Just what kind of star standout do you want him to be? People got more nerve than a toothache.
Mrs. Dobson, it's Hallie again. If it's a matter of money, then...
It's not a matter of money. Mrs. Dobson, we're very sorry to take your time, and we hope you have a good day.
Well, all right, then.
Go with a porn star on the swim coach.
It's a blessing in disguise. It's so much more promotable than a guy in a wheelchair.
I know that. So do you. That's why you waited a week to tell me.
I didn't wait.
She made the decision after church. She only goes to church on Sundays. You're flying pretty close to the fire, Hallie.
It's gotta be soon, right?
Yeah.
I'm feeling the good vibe.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. If it doesn't make it to air, it sure wasn't your fault.
It sure wasn't your fault.
You owned it.
You owned it.
You got a receipt for it, my man.
You're Tom Jeter, okay? No more need to be said.
You could have picked up the pace a little.
Yeah. Maybe a little less mugging from you.
No. No, this is what they want to turn us against each other.
You never mug, man.
Your pacing is genius. Here comes Andy. He makes us feel better. Andy!
You graceless, homicidal bastards. I think if you go check the stage, you'll find jokes lying on the floor where you left them to die.
It was his pacing.
Should someone have indicated to you on a map where Canada is? Because your Canadian accent...
Too much?
...was Mexican.
This is the longest they've ever taken to decide.
In the old days, if your sketch didn't make it on the air, they used to send you downstairs naked to sell lemon drinks. Shrouded only in your failure, you'd have to explain to the patrons why you weren't good enough.
There used to be a naked lemon drink salesman?
Yeah.
That's right.
Just a couple more minutes.
Just tell them about the old days, Matt. Slaughter.
Yeah?
You know, when men were men and boys were scared. Not a place for joke blowers.
Look.
Not a place for the mug prone or for the slow of pace. You'd wait outside of Wes's office for the moment when Joe would stick his head out of the door and say,
it's done!
Hey.
Hey.
What's coming out now?
Hey, what was your point with the 100 million angels?
10,000 times 10,000.
Yeah.
It just seems to me that you're putting an awful lot of faith in the testimony of people who couldn't count very high. I mean, you say you've never seen one.
If I could see them, it wouldn't be faith.
Yeah. Hey, let's start over, because this has all just been my...
All right!
Teacher.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Oh, we go this way.
Okay.
And we head straight downstairs. Well, you just start working on it.
Okay.
Gonna be another one of those nights for you, Matt.
Tim?
Tried riding my way back in.
Did you speak to Wes?
No, I wrote a sketch. Got Joe to put it in the pack for me. I thought if it made it on the air, then it didn't. Didn't even make it to dress. I just came around, because... I don't know, because...
Hey, you know, you and I don't know each other well.
What?
You know, I can't remember how we met.
It's done.
It's a good show.
Can I bring the PAs in?
Give us just a minute, would you?
All right. Here we go. Big show! Big show!
Harriet and I had a fight. It's not a big deal.
When?
The guys are waiting for the board.
What happened?
Well, I guess you'd have to say that we broke up.
That's what you and Harriet do?
Yeah.
How was this different?
It wasn't, I guess.
So you're fine?
I am.
When did this happen?
Last Thursday night.
Where was that?
You were locked on the roof with Jordan, and don't get me wrong, I love that you guys are together, but I really could have used your help on the Neve Campbell sketch.
What Neve Campbell sketch?
Dolphin Girl. I meant Dolphin Girl. I got them mixed up for a second.
But how was it different?
God, Danny, I don't know.
Let me tell you why. Metric conversion.
How was this time?
She's with Luke now. She said so.
Well, you can change that anytime you want. Five words. I can't live without you.
No. We broke up.
Just try it.
I actually can't do that.
Why not?
Because I can't put myself in a position to feel worse than I do right now. Trust me, everything's fine. I'm gonna give some notes.
You're in.
What?
Work on that accent. Yes!
So great. Come on in.
Hey.
Hey, Luke. How's it going?
Good. I stopped by to show Harry some makeup tests. Next week's her first day of shooting.
You staying for the show?
Can't.
We're doing singing teacher.
I stopped being mine a long time ago. You read it well now. See you later.
See you. You have something for me?
Yeah, I thought I had a note for you.
Do you?
No, I do. I just so I forgot it.
Okay.
Andy.
It's gonna be all right tonight.
I'm going out of my mind. Nobody remembers Tim Battaglia.
Who?
Tim Battaglia. Andy, Tim. For a year, he wore a blue Oxford shirt and khakis. Wes fired him because he knew he was taking pills.
I don't remember anyone getting fired for that.
This is unbelievable. 1998 to 1999.
Show me his picture.
He was...
You see him?
No.
What?
I was talking to Diane Valdez before, and she said sometimes you mix up sometimes.
What are you staring at?
Me. I'm wearing a blue Oxford shirt and khakis. Show everyone, eat them up.
Thank you.